What is confession?
Confession is the accusation of our sins to a priest, to obtain forgiveness for them.
What sins are we obliged to confess?
We are obliged to confess all our mortal sins, if we have had the misfortune to commit any, but it is also good to confess our venial sins.
What are the chief qualities of a good confession?
The chief qualities of a good confession are three. It must be humble, sincere, and entire.
When is our confession humble?
Our confession is humble when we accuse ourselves of our sins with a deep sense of shame and sorrow for having offended God.
When is our confession sincere?
Our confession is sincere when we accuse our sins honestly and truthfully, neither exaggerating nor excusing them.
When is our confession entire?
Our confession is entire when we accuse the number and kinds of our sins and the circumstances which change their nature.
What should we do if we cannot remember the number of our sins?
When we cannot remember the number of our sins, we should declare, as accurately as possible, the frequency of such a sin, and also add how long the bad habit has lasted.
If we forget to confess a grievous offense through no fault of our own, is our confession good?
If we forget to confess a grievous offense through no fault of our own, our confession is good, and the sin is forgiven, but if it comes to mind later, we must confess it.
Is it a grievous offense to willfully conceal a mortal sin in confession?
Yes, it is a grievous offense to willfully conceal a mortal sin in confession because we thereby lie to the Holy Spirit, and in that case the confession is null and sacrilegious.
What must we do if we have willfully concealed a grievous offense in confession?
If we have willfully concealed a grievous offense in confession, we must confess the sin we have concealed as well as the sacrilege we have committed, and ask for a new absolution for all the offenses already accused in our previous incomplete confessions.
Why does the priest give a penance after confession?
The priest gives a penance after confession so that we may satisfy God for the temporal punishment due to sin, and to deter the penitent from committing it again.
Does the sacrament of penance remit all punishment due to sin?
The sacrament of penance always remits the eternal punishment due to sin, but it does not always remit the temporal punishment which God requires as satisfaction for our sins.
Why does God require a temporal punishment as satisfaction for sin?
God requires a temporal punishment as satisfaction for sin to teach us the great evil of sin and to deter us from committing it again.
What are the means by which we make satisfaction to God for the temporal punishment due to sin?
We may make satisfaction to God for the temporal punishment due to sin chiefly by patiently bearing all the ills of life and the obligations of the duties of our state of life, by prayer, fasting, almsgiving, the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, and the penance given by the confessor.